Buenos días, amigos, amigas oyentes, en nuestra sexta sesión de inglés conversacional con Blue Elephant Room, con Steve como profesor y Carmen como estudiante. Vamos a comenzar con los días de la semana y los meses, incorporando lo aprendido, recordamos, going to, con preguntas y con los días de la semana, e incluso participando en primera persona en algunas contestaciones. Vamos a ello.
Good morning, Felix, and good morning, Carmen. How are you today?
Well, thank you, Steve.
Good morning, Steve. I'm fine.
Great. Okay, today we're going to learn the days of the week and the months and the time. Now, Carmen, do you remember the verb to go and going to?
Yes, I remember.
Great. So we're going to learn the days of the week. Firstly, where are you going to go after our class?
I am going to have a rest. I am very tired.
Oh, dear. Felix, what are you going to do after you finish work today?
I'm going to have an interview.
An interview?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes, an interview with our next people.
Ah, very going to have an excellent. Very good. Okay, so Carmen, today, what is the day today?
Today is Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday. Very good. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And what day is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
And the next day?
Thursday.
Very good. So the days of the week. Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday. Sunday. Carmen, can you repeat?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Excellent. Okay. Carmen, when is your birthday?
My birthday is 2nd of March.
Very good. The 2nd of March. Okay.
Very good. Steve, when is your birthday?
Oh, good question. My birthday is the 30th of September. September. So the months of the year.
Y ahora, después de los días, los meses del año.
The months of the year. January.
February.
March.
March.
April.
April.
May.
May.
June.
June.
July.
July.
August.
August.
September.
September.
October.
October.
November.
November.
December.
December.
Very good, Carmen. Again, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Great, Carmen, that's really good. Now, what is today's date? Date, la fecha.
It is Tuesday, 22 of October, and 2030.
Wow, that's very good. Let's just correct a little. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of October.
Okay, it is Tuesday, the 22nd of October.
And the year is 2013.
And year is 2013.
Fantastic. Carmen, what is today's date?
It is Tuesday, the 22nd of October, and year 2013.
Muy bien, hemos escuchado meses del año y ahora Steve le pregunta a Carmen si tiene hambre para invitarla a ir a un restaurante para aprender a pedir comidas y bebidas.
Carmen, are you hungry?
Yes, I am.
So, now we're going to practice speaking in a restaurant or a cafe. I am the waiter and you are the customer.
Okay.
Vamos a visitar un restaurante en estos momentos donde Steve será el camarero, el waiter, Y Carmen, la clienta, donde va a pedir el menú, algo para beber y algo para comer.
Good evening, madam.
Good evening. Can I have the menu, please?
Yes. Here you are. Would you like a drink?
Yes, please. I would like a Coke and a glass of wine.
Of course, madam. Would you like ice in the Coke?
Yes, please.
What would you like to eat, madam? For your starter?
I'd like a salad, please.
Ah, excellent. And what would you like for the main course?
For the main course, a beef steak, is possible?
A beef steak? Certainly, madam. Anything is possible in our restaurant. What would you like for your dessert?
I would love ice cream and apple pie, please.
Oh, excellent. Ice cream and apple pie, my favorite. Enjoy your meal, madam.
Thank you.
At the end of the meal, madam, how's your meal?
Delicious, thank you. Can I have the bill, please?
Certainly, madam. Okay, Carmen, that's very good. You have used the words and expressions I would like. Excellent. I would like the bill. I would like apple pie. I would like a beefsteak. I would like a salad. Very good. In our next class, Carmen, we'll go to another cafe and have another drink. Okay?
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Pues aquí hemos terminado nuestra sexta sesión visitando un restaurante donde nos han enseñado a pedir el menú, algo de beber, qué comer de primero, plato principal y finalmente el postre, el dessert. Y el camarero nos ha ofrecido un típico postre inglés, helado de crema, ice cream y un apple pie y el ticket, la factura de bill. La próxima sesión de inglés conversacional, en ella vamos a visitar un café para tomar algo y aprender cómo pedirlo. Una sesión más de inglés conversacional con Blue Elephant Room, calle Van der Hofstadt número 2, en San Juan de Alacant y aquí. Bye, bye.